Sansa. The morning of King Joffrey's name day dawned bright and windy, with the long tail of the great comet visible through the high scuttling clouds. Sansa was watching it from her tower window when Sir Aerys Okehart arrived to escort her down to the tawny grounds. "What do you think it means?" she asked him. "Glory to your betrothed," Sir Aerys answered at once. "See how it flames across the sky today on his grace's name day, as if the gods themselves had raised a banner in his honour. The small folk have named it King Joffrey's Comet."
Doubtless that was what they told Joffrey. Sansa was not so sure.
"I've heard servants calling it the Dragon's Tail. King Joffrey sits where Aegon the Dragon once sat, in the castle built by his son," Sir Aerys said. "He is the dragon's heir, and crimson is the colour of House Lannister, another sign. This comet is sent to herald Joffrey's ascent to his throne, I have no doubt. It means that he will triumph over his enemies."
Is it true, she wondered? Would the guards be so cruel? Her mother was one of Joffrey's enemies now. Her brother Rob, another. Her father had died by the king's command. Must Rob and her lady mother die next? The comet was red. But Joffrey was Baratheon as much as Lannister, and their sigil was a black stag on a golden field. Shouldn't the guards have sent Joff a golden comet?